The F-136 gets its plug pulled. Bolin sees bright spots for biz jets in the budget. And Blakey finds irony in the term Sputnik moment. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, February 17th, 2011. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates appealed to an increasingly conservative majority in the U.S. House of Representatives in an effort to strip the funding for the F-136 engine out of the defense budget. GE responded to the secretary's effort by attempting to spin the debate to be about, quote, whether to hand a $100 billion monopoly to a single engine supplier, unquote. GE and Rolls-Royce have been developing the F-136 for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter as an engine alternative to Pratt & Whitney's F-135, which was the winner of the original bid to supply the engines. Despite predictions as late as this week he'd fail again, just as he has for four straight years, this time Gates won. Bloomberg reports the House voted 233 to 198 yesterday in favor of an amendment to strip the funding from the budget covering the remainder of this fiscal year, which ends September 30th. The vote aligned freshman Republicans with Democrats in defiance of GOP leadership, including Speaker John Boehner. Boehner represents a district in Ohio, one of three states which would have gained jobs with the GE engine. The defeat could push GE out of the fighter engine business completely, since the F-35 is intended to replace all other U.S. fighter aircraft. Company spokesman Rick Kennedy says GE will continue the fight in the Senate, but political observers say it's unlikely in the current budgetary environment that the Senate will buck both the House and the Obama administration on anything that looks like waste. President Obama's fiscal 2012 budget continues to draw analysis and comment from industry associations. President Ed Bolin of the National Business Aviation Association says that while the FAA's funding would be reduced under the proposal, there are some bright spots for business aviation. Quote, NBAA is encouraged that it demonstrates a commitment to maintaining a national network of airports of all sizes across the country and increases funding for the transition to a next-generation air transportation system while relying on the proven and efficient fuel tax instead of user fees. We look forward to working with Congress and the administration to keep America's aviation system the safest, largest, and most efficient in the world, unquote. Marion Blakey, the former FAA administrator who's now the president of the Aerospace Industries Association, offers a mixed review of the budget. Quote, we are pleased to see the administration's continued commitment to improving efficiency and safety. In particular, the budget request proposes to fund the NextGen initiative at $1.24 billion, $200 million of which would come directly from the administration's infrastructure initiative, unquote. But she also expresses the disappointment of the industry over cuts in NASA's budget. Quote, in his State of the Union address, the president challenged this nation to embrace our Sputnik moment and win the future. Yet the administration's request for NASA fails to recognize the return on investment, both now and in the future, that our nation's space program provides. Unquote. Up next on ANN, the FAA is bullish on growth in air travel. NAFI files comments on photo ID pilot certificates. And airlines again have profits to share. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through control. Cirrus has completely reinvented the personal aircraft and the entire experience of owning a personal aircraft. It's a bold new take on private aviation that we call Cirrus Flying 2.0. You set the schedule. You chart the course. You're in control.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 17th. I'm Paul Platt. The FAA released its annual forecast Tuesday, predicting that air travel will more than double in the next 20 years. The report underscores the need to keep the next generation air transportation system on track to accommodate future growth. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt notes, quote, "We are already seeing the tangible safety and efficiency benefits of NextGen. Only a modernized air transportation system will be able to keep up with our forecasted demand," unquote. The National Association of Flight Instructors has submitted its response to the FAA's recent notice of proposed rulemaking to require the inclusion of a photo on every pilot certificate, as mandated by Congress in 2004. Among the issues raised by NAFI in its submission were the impact on student pilots, who might be delayed in their first solo flights by a 6 to 8 week wait for photo certificates, and dramatically escalating costs for pilots earning multiple ratings during periods of intense training. The FAA estimates the cost to pilots for photo ID at more than $200 each time you get one. Find more detail and alternative ideas proposed by NAFI in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. Jason Blair of NAFI is scheduled to be my guest tomorrow on the Aero News special feature. ANF Aviation is a new Japanese airline recently established by All Nippon Airways and First Eastern Investment Group to offer low-cost services from Kansai International Airport in Osaka later this year. ANF will reportedly acquire a fleet of 10 Airbus A320s leased from GECAS, each of which will seat 180 passengers in a single-class layout. The jets will be powered by CFM International engines. The A320 first entered service in early 1991. Here's a sign of a recovering airline industry. Two legacy U.S. carriers have made profit-sharing disbursements to their employees. In a memo Monday, Delta CEO Richard Anderson told employees, in part, quote, "Congratulations and thank you. Today, Delta is paying out $313 million in profit-sharing, a direct result of your hard work and dedication that enabled Delta to record a $1.4 billion profit for 2010, unquote. United Continental Holdings' disbursement was $224 million. President Jeff Smisek said, quote, "The United and Continental teams did a great job in 2010. Profit sharing shows that when we work together, we win together," unquote. Still ahead, Becker Avionics grew last year. A Florida flight school will put recorders in 30 planes. And this museum has the perfect name for what it is. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, February 17th. I'm Paul Plack. Becker Avionics says it exceeded expectations in 2010 financial information released this week. The company says it generated revenues of $5.5 million compared to $3.6 million in 2009, in what company president Marcus Schmitz recalls as an exhilarating year. Quote, "We have won a number of new clients and managed to deliver critical projects on time and on target. Our digital audio and intercom system, the DVCS-6100, performed particularly well in the U.S. Moving forward, we will continue to challenge ourselves to deliver high-quality products and services to our customers," unquote. An FBO and flight school located in Ormond Beach in Central Florida says it's installing an automated flight data capture and analysis system that incorporates a cockpit voice recorder in its single-engine airplanes. Sunrise Aviation will install the Y-Flight system in 3 aircraft for an evaluation period and eventually in all 30 planes in its fleet. After landing, the system uses a Wi-Fi connection to download audio communications and also allows later recreation of the flight overlaid on Google Earth, which can be a terrific tool for debriefing of students. It also has the potential to forever end the mystery of, okay, who bent the gear? And finally today, if young people aren't drawn to aviation as much as in years past, it sure isn't for a lack of people trying. Kermit Weeks' Fantasy of Flight Museum will hold its 3rd annual Boy Scout Aviation Camporee, March 18th through the 20th. The boys get to practice their primitive camping skills, which in Central Florida includes mosquito nets, and can earn their aviation merit badges with the help of skilled aviation experts and interactive activities involving more than 40 rare and vintage aircraft. Tom Rogers, Assistant Scoutmaster for Troop 300, says this event is a favorite with his boys. Quote, "Our younger scouts have the opportunity to earn their aviation merit badges in one weekend, learning from knowledgeable and experienced staff, while our older scouts continue to learn about the history of military aviation, the men involved, and the craftsmanship of restoring various aircraft. It's a great campout that's different from the standard scout craft agenda." Unquote. Fantasy of Flight has hosted more than 400 Boy Scouts in total during the two previous annual camporees. If you'd like to get more info or get involved, visit fantasyofflight.com. And if you're not in scouting at all, you still gotta see this place. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation tells me why private screeners are better than TSA screeners. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.